We're going to talk now, though, about the ambulance service. Patients who have the longest distance to get to hospital will face the most ambulance disruption today, many of those in Kerry. Striking paramedics have said they will come off the picket line to respond in the case of emergency. 2,000 HSE ambulance service workers have begun the 24-hour work stoppage over pay. Started an hour ago. There's a picket line in Tralee and a picket line in Killarney. Dublin will still have the fire brigade ambulance to rely on. Many other counties where long journeys are sometimes required to get a patient to the nearest hospital will be more vulnerable. The HSE is advising any member of the public should contact 999 or 112 if someone is experiencing a life-threatening illness or an injury. Well, shortly before coming in here this morning, I spoke to Michael Boyle, who's SIFTU representative for ambulance drivers in Kerry. And I first spoke to him about where he was and what the mood was amongst his members as they start this strike.
Yeah, so we have two picket lines here during Kerry this morning, one in Tralee outside UHK and one in Killarney, which is close to the base there. Mood is very upbeat, to be fair. Got a good showing out there this morning, but the lads are here in good numbers and in good spirits out there.
Okay, and look, what are the issues for your members? How are you feeling about having to go to this situation of, first of all, the work to rule and then the 24-hour strike to start?
Yeah, so I suppose the work to rule is really about people's contracts, you know, to stick within their contracts, because they have been given a lot more responsibility and they're taking it, you know, on the chin, like, you know, to do these things outside of their contracts for the last number of years. And so we put a halt to that yesterday. It won't affect patient outcome massively at all. It's more about data and stuff. The strike itself that commenced this morning at 8 a.m. will run for a full 24 hours until 8 a.m. tomorrow morning. It will affect the entire county, so it will. Now, we do have contingency plans in place. There is emergency ambulance cover of just shy of 50% for the county today. We also have critical care retrieval services available in the RHA, which is Kerry Cork. And we also have our HIMS, which is working out of Raccoon and Cork, which is the helicopter. So, yeah, there is a contingency plan there, Joey. We do regrettably, you know, like, this is very unfair on the public. It's very unfair on ourselves. We do regret being here. However, the ballot results for this strike action were out on the 8th of April last. So there's ample opportunity and time for the government, the health minister, the Department of Health, the HSE and National Ambulance Service senior leadership team to actually intervene in this, and they have not. Mm. We have had two contingency meetings with them regarding emergency cover for the public. And, you know, so we have tried our best to try and mitigate this, but they have let us out here today. They seem to be doubling down. There's no word from National Ambulance Service senior management at all. Their head seems to be in the sand about this. And the McHugh Crabtree report that all this is on the back of, which was commissioned and published in 2020, simply states enhanced pay scales for work already done. That report was an independent report by Tony Crabtree, who is London Ambulance Service, and Sean McHugh, who is an expert mediator here in this country, actually, so he is. So the HSE and the government and the unions all agreed on that report, and they said that they would implement it. That report is now 6 years old, and it talks about the previous 15 years. So you're talking, Jory, in total 21 years of this, I suppose, in short, like, yeah.
And with that in mind, Mikey, the responsibility, you're talking about the work, the rule that you stopped doing the extra work, let's say, that was put on you over the last couple of years. What does that involve, that sort of work that you no longer be doing as part of the work to rule?
So, we have a massive shortage of supervisors in the National Ambulance Service, and people have been acting up in that role for no extra money, no extra pay. That job would, I suppose, entail, you know, restocking drug bags and bringing, I suppose, ordering stock into the bases across the country, not just in Kerry.
Yeah.
And also, we have, I suppose, there is an awful lot of data collection within the ambulance service, and we've cut back in that.
Okay.
There is emergency department screens inside each ED that we have to hit to say that we're there. They already know we're there, but it's just data collection, and we've kind of hit them there first, hoping that they'd wake up, because now today, unfortunately, it is going to affect the public in some way, but we've tried our absolute best. We're on strike, but we've provided just nearly 50% of normal emergency ambulance cover.
Yeah, so is there anywhere, is it possible to say, because I know you've obviously got that contingency plan that you said, and you're trying to mitigate the worst impacts of this. I know the overall word on it is that, you know, non-emergent care will be definitely affected across the country, including Kerry. Is there anyone in Kerry that won't have an ambulance available today as a result of this? Is it possible to say? Even for emergencies? Or is everywhere kind of covered?
I suppose that is really up to, I suppose, you know, our colleagues, like, you know, the GPs and the nurses and public health and stuff. They know this is coming with a long time. There's plenty of emails sent to managers. UHK know about this with a long time also.
Yeah.
So they've had their time, I suppose, you know, to clear the beds, to create capacity within the hospitals across the country. This is a national strike after all. I would certainly urge everybody, if they are in need of an ambulance, to 4999 or 112 today. There is cover there, okay? But I suppose, yeah, Jory, you know, the normal transport services, you know, palliative care, all that kind of stuff, I suppose the critically ill patients, you know, who do ring 999 for the accidents and stuff, they will probably take priority, which is extremely unfortunate. And they are, you know, they are the cause that mean a lot to us because, look, we've all been affected, you know, with palliative care. Our own families have had to dial 999. We are people who work in the community and, you know, we totally understand the way things are going, but this has gone on way too long. They've known about it since the 8th of April, the ballot. They've known about it long before that, really. And this is where they are at the minute. Head seems to be designed by National Ambulance Service senior management, along with the Health Minister. Yeah. She knows this is going on also for a long time.
Okay. The HC are saying it regrets your decision of SIP2 yourselves and Unite to proceed with industrial action, saying it's worked intensively with ye to resolve the dispute over the past 2 years under the Workplace Relations Commission. A set of independently brokered proposals aimed at resolving the dispute and all other matters in dispute, including pay and service transformation, were agreed and recommended to their members by both SIP2 and Unite. So that's what they're saying. They're saying we're working, we're trying to resolve this. You're saying they're not doing enough.
Correct. So, yes, there was two proposals initially. They were both voted down by staff. So the unions and ourselves in IARC did go into negotiations with them. In the WRC, we felt at the time that was the best deal that we could get for our members. That said, it didn't go far enough. They were essentially giving Jory, you know, I suppose, like with a spoon and taking away with a shovel at the other end. And that was copped on. It was a quite underhanded tactics by them to try and erode our terms and conditions of employment.
Does it come down to pay, Mikey? I know there's a lot more at stake here in terms of what's happened over the last 15, let's say 21 years and all of the recommendations for transformation and professionalisation. But the HSC are saying, look, the proposals included between a 3 and 14% pay improvement on top of a 9.25% increase under the public sector pay agreement linked to agreed reforms. And in September of last year, you know, I know you were not happy and that was rejected, but that there are increases already agreed to, but is it that element is not enough, or is it a combination of things? Is it possible to say?
It's a combination of things, Jory. So we have a number of outstanding dates due in the WRC for separate issues. I think I tell there's about a dozen there for all different grades in the ambulance service, from ourselves on the road all the way up to management, that are in dispute with senior management along with the HSE. So this isn't just one thing, you know. It is ultimately, I suppose, a factor of pay. We never finish on time. We're trying to put a stop to that. We are approximately 2,000 paramedics short of where we should be.
Yeah.
And that's not from us. That is from the HSE.
And that's exacerbating the problems about not having enough time, not finishing on time, because you're covering for a fact that there's not enough colleagues there to take over, shall we say.
Correct. Yeah. Look, they will give the party line, the government, that, and the HSE, that our productivity isn't good enough. You can't have good productivity if you don't have enough staff. So, like, we can only do so much during the day, on calls. Once we're on a call, we are with that patient until they are handed over to to the nurses and the doctors in the hospitals. We also provide services that we don't get extra pay for with regards to trying to keep people at home. And that's a level of responsibility that ultimately comes back on the practitioner at scene. So we are looking for just a fair day's wage for a fair day's work, nothing more. And the McHugh Crabtree report, totally independent report, 6 years old, has said that enhanced pay scales for work already done. That was in 2020. We all know what happened during COVID. We were the very, very cold face of it. Not taking away from our colleagues in the HSE, but we were, you know, we were the ones going into people's houses, you know. So we have went above and beyond what we are meant to be doing initially when we joined the job.
Yeah. Okay. Underlying the seriousness of all this, of obviously today, then there's a 48-hour, the work to rule will continue. Then there's a 48-hour stoppage on the 19th of May, a 72-hour stoppage on the 26th of May, and further strike action planned for June. I know you probably can't answer this question, Mikey, but is it likely that's the road we're heading down here? Are both sides that far apart? You're seeing the government aren't doing enough, aren't making enough concessions to ye. Yeah. Are we heading for a period of quite significant discontent?
I would hope not, Jory. You know, we have a 24-hour stoppage, as you outlined there today, and then it's 48 hours in next week, Tuesday and Wednesday next week, and as you said, in 72 hours in the following week. Jory, I have to make this clear. We do not want to be here today. There's people who finished the night shift who are due on again tonight, and they're walking the picket line here next to me. Our job is to serve the public and serve the patients to the best of our ability. We can't do that with the way the job is going at the minute. It has been simmering now for a long time, and, you know, as the man says, the old pot of sports now is starting to boil over, so it is. I hope we won't be out here again next week. Like, this is not what we do. It's the first strike for the National Ambulance Service in its history. So, you know, this will tell you that this is brewing with a long time, and, you know, it should have been dealt with at a far earlier stage. I'll just add as well, the two heads of our unions, SIPTU and Unite, John McCamley and Owen Drummy, attended a meeting, so we had our first contingency meeting about emergency ambulance cover last Thursday week in Tullamore. The following day, on the Friday, John McCamley and Owen Drummy were called in for a meeting with senior HSE management along with National Ambulance senior management. And they left the room, and the consensus was that they said, we will ring ye, don't ring us. So that'll tell you the level now of, that'll tell you the level that we're dealing with, you know. They are doubling down, but, you know, it's really up to them now to pick up the phone, talk to us. We are open for negotiations, and I'll be on the negotiating team myself, along with my colleague here in Kerry, PJ O'Gorman. We both look after Kerry and Cork, and we will be travelling to Dublin tonight if they pick up the phone.
Okay. All right, Michael, we'll see where it goes, but thanks very much for giving us your view from the picket line in Tralee. Thanks for talking to me in the programme. We'll see where it
Thank
goes
you.
From here.
Joy, just to add one small piece there.
Sure,
to end.
Sure.
Over 2 years ago, there was an issue around Kerry with the ambulance service. Senior management wanted to drop an ambulance each day in the county.
That's
which
right.
Would have been absolutely detrimental.
Yeah.
I just want to thank Radio Kerry and the local media, and in fairness, the local councillors and politicians here, who did roam behind us that time. They kicked off on a Friday and they essentially folded by the Monday. So we do need yourselves to get behind us along with the public, you know, and our own colleagues here on the Hill Service.
Do you think that public support is there, Michael, that it will be there, like, if this gets worse and it goes on and we're into 2 days of strike and 3 days of strike and it starts having a real impact, will that support stay there for you, do you think?
I would hope it would. Look, I'll go back to, we don't want to be here next week. Jory, if they picked up the phone right now this minute, it's all 9:15. If they picked up the phone now, we would absolutely be walking off the picket line. That the ball is solely in their court. We have tried and tried and tried over and over again. But, you know, the classic HSE, it just seems to be a problem child for the government. And here we are now again. I'm here looking down at 127,000 euro bike sheds, which is absolutely insane. But look, that's not taken from today. here we are. Hopefully the public will stick with us. It will be in their benefit in the long run. This isn't about short-term gains at all, so it's not.
Okay. All right, Michael, we'll leave it there. Thanks very much for talking to me this morning.
Thanks, Jerry, for all your help. Cheers.
That's the word on the ambulance strike from the ambulance service and from the membership of SIP2 when it comes to what's happening today and what will come over a number of days. Mikey Boyle, who is SIP2 ambulance rep in Kerry, talking about what's at stake for them.